Now, Peter, Pillay doesn't want investment, but he does have a tech question for you.
How does Bluetooth work? Could it be harmful to us if our phones are continually Bluetoothing?
Yes, how does Bluetooth work? I mean, obviously, there's a very complicated answer to that, which we won't go into now. But in principle, it's the same as any other form of wireless-based communication, same as Wi-Fi, same as mobile communications, where something's transmitting one end and what something's receiving the other end. Unlike a radio or television where the receiver doesn't transmit back again, it does. So they're talking to each other the whole time. It uses the same frequency as Wi-Fi, which is 2.4 gigahertz, which is a band that's open to the whole world. But the big difference between that and Wi-Fi and mobile comms is that the power output is very, very much less. So you take the call power of a modern smartphone, the absolute maximum it can transmit at is 2 watts, and it's usually about 250 to 500 milliwatts, so that's a quarter to half a watt. And Bluetooth is about 1 to 2.5 milliwatts, so it's about 250 times less. Now, there's some interesting statistics here, which I think those with a medical bent, i.e. Chris, will be quite interested in. Apparently, if the brain will get damaged if there's at least a 4-degree increase in temperature. And if you're on the phone for 20 minutes, your ear increases by, and this is research that's been done, so don't worry, I'm not making it up. Ear increases by about 0.3 degrees centigrade, and the brain just inside the ear by 0.15 degrees centigrade. And that will stay stable then. It's not going to increase for every 20 minutes, honestly. Once you've had a 4-hour call,
cumulative.
You just go. So, and just out of interest, the other way around, some people may know that if you type a certain number in on the phone, you can actually measure the signal strength wherever you are. And that works out at home, my home, where I get 2 bars, about a billionth of a watt. So the amount of power coming from the local cell transmitter is very, very small. So to finish answer the question, Bluetoothing, very much less power than a mobile phone. Of course, it's on, as he says, it's on the whole time, but it's not on the whole time. The only time when it will be transmitting backwards and forwards, or certainly one direction, is when you're listening to something, say an earpiece in your ear, which is then Bluetoothing, which at the same time. Otherwise, it's occasionally polling, and this polling might be, which means checking if anything's out there, perhaps once a second or something like that. So there's very, very little power there that's being transmitted. So don't worry.